Protesters are still going strong in Istanbul's Taksim Square and other provinces throughout the country. Protesters are calling for the resignation of the Turkish Prime Minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. They accuse him of being a dictator and believe he does whatever he pleases without any checks and balances or public approval.
Erdogan needs to apologize for threatening the people. The tactics he's using on protesters is nothing short of being a dictator.
Sunday night, Turkey saw some of the worst clashes it has since the protests erupted, as police and demonstrators went head-to-head. Protesters were trying to barricade an office belonging to Erdogan. Police have used large pieces of cement to block off the streets, leading to Taksim Square. But protesters are working together to tear down the police barricades.
I thought that nobody talked enough, you know. Nobody was reacting enough. Now we've seen that everybody's reacting at the same time, at the same vision. That's wonderful, I think. I think it should last until he resigns.
Amnesty International has claimed so far two people have lost their lives, along with a 20-year-old boy who was hit by a taxi cab that flew into protesters early on Monday. Local media also claims that there have been about 1,000 injuries to date.
This is our way of saying the king is naked right now because a lot of oppression happened here. Police force were a lot of people got hurt and nothing in our media, no one showed it to us.
Meanwhile, at least 2,000 people have been arrested. Police also used tear gas and water cannons on youth protesters in the capital, Ankara.
We are not terrorists. We are not protesters. We only say to our governments, we want to this park.
Protests initially started over a park, which is one of the last green spaces next to Istanbul's famous Taksim Square. But protests gained momentum after Turkish security forces used violent tactics on protesters. This is Istanbul's Gezi Park. This park is what sparked what many are labeling a Turkish Spring. As you can see, protesters are in the thousands and say they have no intention of going home till the Turkish Prime Minister steps down. The Turkish Prime Minister, however, has said the protests are only a few looters and the real perpetrator is the Turkish opposition. The Turkish opposition strongly denies this claim and says the protests are due to Erdogan's dictatorial rule. Serena Shim, Press TV, Istanbul.